Welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. This is Project Independence New, and I'm your host, John Ryan. And today we're speaking with Lauren Sumer, who is the Town of North Hempstead resident advocate in the building department. And it's an important job because, and I've stressed this and we've talked about it many times, even with scams for seniors. Your house is your most important asset, and it is something that's utilized when you're going to sell it to move forward, whether you're even going to Florida and going to rent something. It makes no difference. It's an important asset, and to be held up from selling it when the time comes. And, you know, Lauren even basically said it could be for months, because if you put an extension on that's electric, that's plumbing, and nothing was verified or checked, I don't even know what the procedure is, but you're going to have to figure it out because they can't give you an approval if they haven't seen what you've done with the electric. And unfortunately, you know, I'm not picking one person over another, many people just use the handyman from Penny Saver. Guess what? They don't know the rules, and it doesn't even mean they're qualified. You know, and I'm sure some of them are wonderful. I'm not questioning anybody. If you're doing something on your house, which is most people's most important asset, it should be done through the town with permits and through a licensed contractor, electrician or a plumber, so that there's some recourse if something goes wrong.
And you want to make sure the people that are working on your property are licensed and insured.
Insurance, because if somebody,
that's one of the things that we look for is before we issue a permit, we have to make sure that the folks have the proper license and the proper liability, disability, workers' compensation.
Touches on the people doing the job?
Yeah, we need to make sure. We need to know each permit has to have a contractor on it, associated with it. So we have to make sure that the person that's going to be performing the work is licensed and is properly insured. And that's a lot of that is for the homeowner's protection.
Right.
Just think about that. If you have someone working on your property and they get hurt.
Right. Okay. I didn't realize that was part of the permit.
Yeah.
I really didn't.
So, yeah, we ensure that they're licensed and properly insured. We have to verify all that before we issue the permit.
Okay. So now let's go to the permit. I want to put an extension on my house. That's all I know. I want to put 10 by 10 in the backyard.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So I go to the town first, or I go to a architect?
You're going to need an architect to file plans. So it has to be an architect or an engineer that's licensed from New York State. And then he would draw up the plans.
Okay.
They're supposed to know what the code is.
Right. So he should be drawing plans consistent with what North Hempstead
accepts.
With
the code, with the state code and what the town zoning code is.
Okay.
And then you would file that. And then when the file is reviewed by a plan examiner, he would be looking at the plans to ensure that they're compliant with the state building code and the town zoning code. Some people file projects that they know will require a variance because this is what they want.
Right,
and they want to see if the Board of Zoning Appeals will approve that. So some people will file their plans, and as long as we have what we need and the plan examiner can issue, it's called a notice of disapproval. And when you get that, that's what you would take to the Board of Zoning Appeals, also known as the BZA, which is a separate department from the building department. And they have their own application and requirements to get calendared for a public hearing. So anytime you need a variance, you have to be calendared for a public hearing where you go and you make your case to the board,
okay,
the BZA.
Not the public.
No,
people from the public.
But people can come.
Oh, they can come. Okay.
So when you go for a variance, there are certain requirements that that department has. You have to do notifications to a radius of people within the area. And
people will be affected by what I want to do.
Yes. Okay. So people can show up in support, in opposition. Nobody may come. I mean, it's a public hearing. So you make your case, and the board hears the case and then makes a decision. Then we go from there. But that's for people that need a variance. I mean, a variance could be approved. It could be denied. It could be approved with condition. There's so many things that can happen, but that's separate from the building department.
Okay. I didn't realize that.
Yeah, so that's a component of the process for something that the building department could not approve because it's not compliant with the code.
Okay.
So when you're seeking something beyond that, you'd go to the BZA.
Doing these various things with the town, like if I have to go, I want to do something and I want to go to the BZA because I need a variance for whatever it is I decide. Does that all, is there permit, is there money involved in all these things? Or no, this is a free service?
No, there's, there's the filing fee for any permit application with the building department. You pay a fee depending on, it just depends on what application it is, square footage, different things like that. And then the BZA has their own separate filing fee depending on commercial, residential, lots of different things. So all our forms and our fee structure is on our website as well. Which is great to look at, so you can get a sense of what the code requires for fees.
Okay. And the BZA, which is the organization that would give you a variance.
Right.
This is all individual. I mean, if my neighbor put a 10 by 10 extension on and another neighbor put a 10 by 10, it doesn't mean where I live I can have the 10 by 10. I mean, it's a good shot,
it depends
but
on
everyone
what zone,
is individual.
It depends on the zoning district that you live in. There's different zoning districts throughout the town. It depends on your property. There's so many different things. I mean, that's something that if somebody is, let's just say they're thinking about doing that on their property and they're not sure, when they come to this mobile office hours on June 21st or 25th, it would be myself and the deputy commissioner, who is well-versed in the code and plan review and is equipped to answer a lot of those code questions. So if somebody is thinking that, hey, can I do this in this particular zoning district? What would be required? He can then look at the zoning district and then advise accordingly on some of that.
So somebody who's listening and has putting together a plan in their mind to put an extension on, it makes sense to go to the mobile office hour, because right off the top you can turn around and say, wait a minute.
Right.
That's against every violation.
Right.
Now, you can still waste your money and try to get a variance, but I'm telling you up front that the codes would not permit that kind of building.
And we could never speak for the, but we could never speak for the BZA because we don't know what they're going
to
100%. Do. But in terms of what, like, if I filed this today, is this allowed by the town code or the state
code? Everybody still has the option to go to the BZA and fight their case.
Yes.
But you have enough experience to say, John, the last 10 got disapproved. So why would yours get approved? I have no idea. You can try. Because, you know, by the time you build a plan and have an architect, you could spend thousands of dollars and it's going to get rejected. So why not listen?
And the other thing, too, is what some people do. And, you know, if you can't make these meetings for whatever reason, I have people that email me questions, code questions, and things that they're looking to find out for their particular project. And I work with the chief plan examiner for the town, and we, you know, research information and we get back to people on it to try to help, you know, guide them through the process. So if you can't attend one of these programs, you can always email me. You can always call me. My information is on the website. My cards are in the building department. I'm very accessible.
Right.
You can get me by calling 311. So I'm very accessible and, you know, want to be there to try to help our residents however
Terrific.
We can.
Terrific. It's very important. And for people listening this morning, what Lauren's given us is that very important step in planning, because you can spend thousands of dollars to have something rejected that you kind of knew was going to get rejected, which is stupid. And you can spend thousands of dollars getting a house ready for sale to find out that one of the most important things, a permit approving some work that was done 10 years ago that you didn't really pay too much attention to, is going to hold the whole sale back or keep the sale from going through, which could mean you're going to lose the house you wanted to buy, you know, and because many people have to sell the house to buy the house.
Exactly.
And you know, and again, I'm referencing seniors. You get all excited because you think you have this plan in effect, to find out you're not going, and the buyer then walks away.
Yeah.
The house that you wanted is not going to wait for you. And all you had to do was, you know, go to one of these programs, and Lauren could turn around and say, guess what? You have an issue here. You have to come in and do the proper paperwork.
Yeah.
No.
And again, I mean, we've helped a tremendous amount of people over the years. The building department, you know, I don't want people to think it's a scary place. It's not. We have a lot of nice people that work there. I work with the entire department, all the different people for various divisions and stages, depending on where you're at. And we'll tell you exactly what you need to do. We'll help you however we can. And we've had a lot of great success stories.
Right.
From this. So it's, and that's exactly why I'm here. And that was what was so important to the supervisor that we help people, that we're advocates for our residents, and that we do what we can to help them through the process, because it is overwhelming, especially if you're not an architect or an engineer, and you know, a lot of code stuff, the jargon can be confusing. So, you know, again, we're here to help, and please contact me if you need any assistance.
What's very difficult with the building department is the negative reputation, and it comes about because of a few people. See, you're talking about all those that have benefited, but like the newspapers, that doesn't get in the paper. What you're going to hear about is the one person that didn't get the permit, wants to do something, yada, yada, and so they complain to everybody. So, and it just permeates a negative feeling, which is not the truth. And that's a shame. You know, no matter what you are in life, it just seems what gets the most attention is the negative story versus all the good successes you have with people. And making their life easy.
And we've had plenty of even commercial. We've had businesses open and get through the process. We've, you know, had a lot of different folks come through, and applicants, you know, do what they need to do to get through, because we want people to get through the process.
But then and some of the people that don't get through are playing games, too. So let's not be, you know, I understand it. I just like, wait a minute. You know, you can't get cranky because you tried to cut one of the steps out. The steps are there for a reason, to safeguard you and your family when you move into a house. So don't make it sound like it was the town, because God forbid when the day comes and the house burns down, you'll be mad at the town for not, you know, having done the right thing and saying that's not the electric.
Well, and your insurance company might say, where was the certificate for that?
Oh, that's true, too. Which would negate your insurance. I didn't even think, yeah. See, those are the questions. I didn't even think of something like that. So the conversation with Lauren and, what's the guy's name?
Glenn.
It's so important. And just let's go through the dates again.
Okay, so we'll start with the first program. That's the buying and selling. That's Thursday, June 7th at the Hillside Public Library at 7 p.m. and Wednesday, June 13th at the Manhasset Public Library at 7 p.m. And that's the what to know before buying or selling a home. The second program is the Building Department Mobile Office Hours. That's the one-on-one consultations. And those dates are Thursday, June 21st at the Hillside Public Library from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. and Monday, June 25th at the Manhasset Public Library from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m.
Right. And the other thing I want to stress to everybody, you should go to this and just ask your questions. Just because you ask a question, nobody's going to be coming to your house to investigate. It's just, you have a bathroom, you're trying to do something, don't get caught. The most important advice we can give anybody is be prepared, you know, to sell your house nicely, have a nice transition, because it's an emotional thing also. When you're moving, you might have been there for 30 years, 40 years, now you're selling it, the last thing you want is complications. And 311, if you want to speak to Lauren Suma, you can give her a call, and she's 100% right. She's very accessible. She will call you back. Maybe not that day, depending on her schedule, but she definitely will get back to you. Lauren, I want to thank you so much.
Thank you.
It's a wonderful interview. It went quick.
It did go by quick, but it's great to be here, and it's great to get the information out there and just let people know that I'm here to help however I can.
Terrific. You're listening to Senior Talk Radio on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. We'll be right back.